From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama today submitted his proposed $3.8 trillion budget for fiscal 2011, a package of spending cuts and tax initiatives Mr. Obama said is designed to, in his words, save what we can so we can afford what we need.
The budget includes new tax cuts for people who invest in small businesses, tax credits for small businesses that hire new workers, investments that will create jobs repairing roads and bridges, and tax breaks for retrofitting homes to save energy.
Spending package would impose a three-year government spending freeze. It would also include nearly $1 trillion in higher taxes on upper-income families, those making more than $250,000 a year, by not renewing Bush-era tax cuts. The budget projects a $1.56 trillion deficit this year, but foresees a narrowing of the shortfall beginning next year. U.S. military is resuming medical evacuation flights for the most critically wounded and sick Haitian earthquake survivors out of Port-au-Prince. From Port-au-Prince, NPR's David Shaper reports.
No one here knows exactly who gave the order to suspend military medical flights to the United States last week, nor why. But doctors caring for the most critically ill and wounded victims of the devastating earthquake at a field hospital at the Port-au-Prince airport say over the past few days, a handful of patients have died while waiting for airlifts. On Sunday, they arranged for privately funded medical evacuation flights to get at least a half a dozen children to U.S. hospitals for life-saving treatment they could not get here. The doctors say there are still at least 200 patients, many of them at outlying hospitals, with severe burns, head trauma, and paralyzing spinal injuries, who need medical airlifts to the U.S. because no facility here in Haiti can provide the kind of complex treatment or surgeries they need. David Shaper, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Commerce Department says personal income rose 0.4%, while spending was up 0.2% in December. Danielle Carson reports.
Personal incomes and spending are important measures of a strong economy. Both took a beating during the recession, but the latest numbers show the economy is slowly digging itself out of the downturn. But John Lonsky, chief economist with Moody's Capital Markets Group, says consumers won't be driving the recovery while unemployment hovers at 10%.
As long as employment struggles to grow, it's highly unlikely that consumer spending is going to expand at a pace that's typical of an economic recovery.
There was also the latest setback in the housing sector. New home sales took a big tumble in December. The gross domestic product grew a whopping 5.7% in the fourth quarter last year, but the experts say that won't last and expect the pace to throttle back to around 3% this year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 118 points, closing at 10,185. The Nasdaq was up 23 points. This is NPR. A female suicide bomber who detonated her explosives just as a column of Shiite pilgrims was passing by in the outskirts of Baghdad today killed at least 41 people and wounded scores of others. The latest attack comes after a series of massive bombings in the Iraqi capital. Officials say the woman was apparently able to mingle among Shiite pilgrims. The force of the blast cut through a tent which had been set up to provide pilgrims with food and water. Officials in Detroit have just released the autopsy report of a Muslim religious leader killed in an FBI raid late last year. More from Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick.
Imam Luqman Amin Abdullah's autopsy report was completed 2 months ago, but has been withheld until now. The autopsy report shows Wayne County medical examiners found Abdullah handcuffed, shot 20 times, and with other unidentified cuts on his body. Ron Scott is with the Detroit Coalition Against Police Brutality. Scott calls Abdullah's killing unjustifiable and vicious.
That's why they took so long to release this autopsy. No autopsy of anybody who's ever been shot by any police agency in this area has taken so long. So we believe they have something to hide.
Police in the Detroit suburb of Dearborn requested the delay, saying releasing the report would jeopardize their ongoing investigation into Abdullah's death. The FBI says Abdullah's killing was justified because he shot and killed an FBI dog during the raid. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
General Motors' plans to sell Hummer to a Chinese manufacturing firm appear to have suffered a bit of a setback. Financial terms of the deal have not been disclosed, but analysts have valued Hummer at around $150 million. Hummer began selling civilian versions of its popular military vehicles in 1992. GM, which emerged from bankruptcy last year, says it's selling Hummer to focus on its core brands. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.